This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good afternoon. I'm Lisa Labas, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Public Schools CEO Pedro Martinez has threatened to file a lawsuit against the Board of Education and all seven of its members just hours before they plan to fire him tonight at a hastily called special meeting. As of this recording, sources tell WBEZ and the Sun-Times the school board is leaning toward firing Martinez without cause. Now, if they do that, this would trigger a portion of his contract, allowing Martinez to remain in his role for 6 months. Two sources say the board is considering installing an interim co-CEO during those 6 months to freeze Martinez out. Mexico's Secretary of Foreign Relations was in Chicago this week strategizing with local agencies about what he called challenges the local Mexican community faces. My colleague Araceli Gomez Aldana reports Mexico's Secretary of Foreign Relations, Juan Ramón de la Fuente, met with immigration coalitions and representatives from 10 surrounding Mexican consulates, including Milwaukee, Denver, and Detroit. And during a news conference on Thursday, de la Fuente said his goal was to define a roadmap for the coming months. He says the Mexican government is looking for ways to address the challenges faced by the Mexican community in this country, and he met with members of Chicago's Mexican community, representatives from law firms, and key allies to discuss their concerns and proposals. Meantime, a dramatic influx of immigrants over the past year has helped Illinois witness its highest single-year population growth in decades. New estimates from the Census Bureau show the state population grew by nearly 68,000 from July 2023 to July of 2024. It's the highest estimated annual increase for Illinois since 2001. A student at the University of Chicago was arrested at her dorm and charged with battering a police officer during a campus protest. That protest and the alleged incident happened 2 months ago. Mohamed Sankari works with the Arab American Action Network. He tells my colleague Lisa Kurian-Phillip that he thinks the delay in this arrest has more to do with Eileen O'Neill Burke taking over for Kim Fox as the state's top prosecutor and O'Neill Burke's tough-on-crime mentality.
We can draw conclusions without being conspiratorial that she is more willing to prosecute these nonviolent protest offenses, and that the timing of these arrests probably goes hand in hand with the fact that she is now firmly in office.
A representative from the state's attorney's office said it does not comment on pending cases. Weather, cloudy, breezy, a little bit of snow expected today. Temperature hanging out in the low 30s. And then tonight, partly cloudy, breezy, a slight chance of snow in the early part of the evening, a low in the upper teens. And the weekend, sunny and cold, with highs near 30 both Saturday and Sunday. You can find the latest news whenever you want at WBEZ.org or on your radio at 91.5 FM. I'm Lisa Labas. Thanks for listening.